Today's daf is Pesachim daf Ayin Ches, and we are 19 lines from the bottom of daf Ayin Ches Amid Aleph. Amalei Rav Papa Le'abaya. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza and Avadya Ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned for Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibodel Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're in the middle of a very intense sugya. The broader context is the halacha that korbanos tzibur can be brought betumah. The more specific context is a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, a machlokes that permeates the entire kachem. Rabbi Yeshua has a shita that says that even though all the avoda that was done with the basar of a korban wasn't ma'akev the kapara, so when you bring a korban, as long as you do the dalet avoda sadam, shchita, kabbalah, hilacha, zrika, even if you were to stop there, you would get any kapara, any ritzui that you needed from the carbon that you're bringing. Stating that, there's a halacha that says, im ein basar, ein dam. If the basar became tame, if the basar was lost, if the basar was burnt, if you don't have basar, the halacha is, you can't complete the avodah sadam. So you don't have to eat the basar to fulfill kapara. You don't have to be makdir the basar to fulfill kapara, but at the same time, you have to have the basar to fulfill kapara. So when you're doing the shechita, kabbalah, hilacha, zrika, those are the avoidas that are ma'akiv kapara. At the very least, there has to be dam. Rabbi Yeshua says, im yesh basar yesh dam, in im basar ein dam. Rabbi Eliezer argued, and Rabbi Eliezer was mekel and said that there's no halacha that you have to have basar. The avoidas adam are what ma'akiv, so do the avoidas adam. Do shechita, kabbalah, hilacha, zrika. The fact that you don't have the basar is neither here nor there. That's not going to be an issue. Now, what's the makar to Rabbi Yeshua's shita? So the Gemara brought two makaris. It says in the Torah, it's all one pasuk. Vasisa oleisecha habasar v'adam al mizbach Hashem oleikecha. And then the pasuk says, v'dam zvachecha yishafech al mizbeach Hashem oleikecha v'habasar toicha. Said Rabbi Yeshua, vasisa oleisecha habasar v'adam. Basar and dam are put together in this pasuk. It comes to teach us that just like it's understood that the basar needs dam, so too it's understood that the dam needs basar. So the dam and the basar are now bound by the hip. You have basar, you can have dam. You don't have basar, you can't have dam. Rabbi Yeshua said, I have a makar from the end of the pasuk as well. V'dam zevachecha yishafech, we're talking about dam. And then the pasuk says, v'basar toichal. Again, we're juxtaposing the dam and the basar. So, if you have basar, you have dam. If you don't have basar, you don't have dam. The Gemara said, what do I need to psukim for? V'asisay l'secha basar v'adam, and then v'dam zvachecha yishafech v'habasar toichal. Two drushes in the same pasuk, no less, to teach me the same halacha. So the Gemara said, "Atzrichasa v'asisa oiloisecha habasav adam," is talking about the carbon oil. V'dam zvachecha yishafech zvachecha stam zevach, and the Torah means the carbon shlamim. The Torah felt that it had to teach us Rabbi Yeshua's halacha both regarding a carbon oil and both regarding a carbon shlamim. It was mavur in the Gemara that not only does Rabbi Yeshua hold his halacha of an ein basar ein dam regarding the carbon oil and the carbon shlamim, he holds it regarding all carbonas. Not just that, even with regards to a mincha. Now, a mincha was the carbon that the ani brought. This was a person that typically couldn't afford to buy an animal, couldn't even afford to buy a bird. And instead, his carbon was the minchas ani, the nefesh, kisakriv, is referring to the ani. Now, his carbon was very, very different. It was made of carbs. You had wheat, you had barley, a little bit of oil. Sometimes you had levoina. But there was no basar. So you would have thought that if there is no basar, how could you possibly have Rabbi Yeshua's halacha of an ein basar ein dam? Stating that, it's before in the Gemara, that the same halacha that Rabbi Yeshua says regarding a zevach, regarding a carbon, a behemoth that has basar and dam, you have regarding a mincha. And the svara behind it is because a mincha, although it's very different than an animal, but its avoidas mirror the avoidas of an animal. So just like the shechita in a carbon, there's kemitza when it comes to a mincha. Just like this kabbalah with a carbon, so too there's a din that you have to take the kaimitz and put it into a klisharis. You have a lacha, take the dam and bring it to the mizbeach. You have the same idea of a halacha where you take the kaimitz to the mizbeach. You have a zrika with the dam. So you have the same concept. It's not Zrika Tzaktara. Take the Koimetz and be Makdur on the Mizbech. But the point is that a Mincha, although it's different, but at the same time, it mirrors the Halachos, it mirrors the Shulchan Aruch of a carbon, so that just like you have Dalet Avoidus when it comes to an animal, so too you can have Dalet Avoidus when it comes to a Mincha. Says the Gemara, that just like Rabbi Yeshua holds, that you need Basar in order to have Dam when it comes to an animal, so too, the same halacha is going to be true in a mincha. Now, it's not going to be basar, but rather it's going to be the chelik of the mincha that was eaten by the kayanim, known as the shirayim, the shiorei mincha. It's not going to be dam, it's going to be the kaimetz, which is the equivalent thereof. That's the part of the mincha that went in the mizbech. The point that we're trying to make, and this is the segue right into the daf, is Rabbi Shua has a shita that even though basar is not ma'akev kapara, that just means the avoido with the basar is not ma'akev. You don't have to eat the basar to get kapara. You don't have to be ma'akev emurim to get kapara. If it's an oil, you don't have to put all the basar on the mizbeach in order to get kapara. But there has to be basar. If you have basar, then you can do the avoido sadam. If you don't have basar, you can't do the avoido sadam. And the same is true with regards to the mincha. If you have the shiore mincha, you have the shirayim, then you could be ma'akev the kaimetz. Then you could do the avoido with the mincha. If you don't have the shirayim, then you can't. So the specific place that the Gemara is picking up is the Gemara had brought a very cryptic statement that Rabbi Yossi had made on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. It's literally from the most difficult memories in Shas, as you'll see in a moment. And the Gemara is going to pick up and say, what can Rabbi Yossi have possibly meant? Says the Gemara. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abai. So Rav Papa and Abaya, two Amayron, were discussing this memra that they had been Mesoira in the name of the great Rabbi Yossi. And they said, for Rabbi Yossi, shtarim is akil betray. Rabbi Yossi seems to be giving the shtar to two people. Reuven and Shimon come to a din Torah. Reuven says, I'm right. Shimon says, he's right. Bezdin and Paskins, give it to Reuven and give it to Shimon. It's not possible. It sounds like that's what Rabbi Yossi is doing. So, what do we mean? The Tanya we learned in a braisa. I'm a Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Roy, ani es divi Rabbi Eliezer v'zvachim, v'divi Rabbi Yeshua v'zvachim. Rabbi Yossi said that as it relates to this machloik is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, regarding do you need basar in order to do the dam, or do you not need basar to do the dam? So Rabbi Yossi said like this, I think that Rabbi Eliezer is right as it relates to zvachim, as it relates to animals. I think Rabbi Yeshua is right as it relates to animals. And then he said, v'divi Rabbi Eliezer v'minach, I think Rabbi Eliezer is right as it relates to a mincha, meaning Rabbi Eliezer shita that you don't need basar in order to have dam for a zevach would be true for a mincha as well. You don't need the shirayim in order to have a kaimetz. And then he said, Rabbi Shua b'menachas. I think Rabbi Shua is right b'menachas as well. And he explained, Rabbi Eliezer b'zevachim, shayo oimer dam aval b'shein basar. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold of this halacha of him ein basar ein dam. Rabbi Shua b'zevachim. And then he said, I think Rabbi Shua is right b'zevachim, shayo oimer main basar ein dam. Then he explained weiter, Rabbi Eliezer b'menachas. I think Rabbi Eliezer is right b'menachas, shayo oimer kaimetz aval b'shein sham shirayim. You can be mak to the kaimetz even if you don't have the shirayim. But Rabbi Shua b'menachas. And he said, I think Rabbi Shua is right regarding b'menachas, shayo oimer. Ain't sham shirayim, ain't koymets. Then ain't koymets, ain't shirayim. So Rabbi Yossi basically said, I think Rabbi Eliezer is right. I think Rabbi Yeshua is right. I think Rabbi Eliezer is right by zvachim. I think Rabbi Yeshua is right by zvachim. I think Rabbi Eliezer is right by menachas. I think Rabbi Yeshua is right by menachas. Even went on to explain it and detail the position. I think Beishama is right. Elu divrei Kim Chayim is some esoteric idea that you find, but you can't walk into Beis Medrash and say, yeah, everybody's right. L'chaim l'shalom. It doesn't work that way. Amalei. So Abaye told Rav Papa. Obviously, Rabbi Yossi didn't mean the way we have the Messiah of Rabbi Yossi. So what did Rabbi Yossi then mean? I think what he said was mistabrakamer. He wasn't paskining. He wasn't opining. What he was saying was that the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua is true sai by zvachim and sai by menachas. Meaning there's no chilik in this machloikis between a carbon and a mincha, even though you could have thought maybe there is. By a carbon, you have real basar, you have dam. As it relates to a mincha, you're dealing with a koimitz, you're dealing with a shirayim. Maybe there's a chilik in the machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, between an animal and between a mincha. And that's all Rabbi Yossi was coming to say. Meaning, kikoy bezvachim, when he was learning mesach tezvachim, meaning Abai was explaining it a little more specifically. Amar, he said, what he was saying was, when they were learning zvachim, so he said over the machloikis, is Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And then he turned to the Olam and he said, Chevra, I think that even though the Machloikis was said by Zvachim, but just like they argued by Zvachim, I think they argued by Menachas as well. And then Rabbi Yossi was saying Shir Mesechtes Menachas. Amar, he said Mistabrak Yechad the Pligi Menachas Pligi Nami Bezvachim. So when he was learning Zvachim, he said over the Machloikis by Zvachim. He said, by the way, we're not learning Menachas now. But he varfed a little and said, I think the same Machloikis he had by Zvachim, he also had by Menachas. And then when they were learning Menachas, he did the same exact thing. So when he said Mistabrak, he wasn't paskening. He was defining the Machloikis. He was saying that Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua's Shitois respectively are true both for Zvachim and both for Menachas. But Amalei, so Rav Papa told Abaya, it can't. really be. You know why? Because I understand how it would make sense that when Rabbi Yossi was learning Zvachim, Amar, he felt he had to say, that just like Rabbi Lezmer Bishu argued by Zvachim, they also argued by Menachas. Meaning, the Iker Kroy Kisivi Bezvachim Kisivi. Because the Iker Psukim, the Makar to the Machloikis between Rabbi Lezmer Bishu, which was the topic of Davayan Zayin, was regarding Zvachim. Voisisa Uloi Secho, Habasa Vadam, Vidam Zvachacha Yishafech, Vabasa Toychal. So the Iker Machloikis was said regarding Zvachim. So you could have thought maybe they're only arguing regarding Zvachim. Maybe not regarding Menachas. Rabbi Yossi felt in sheer talking about Zvachim. Oh, by the way, there's also machlokes regarding Menachas. Eliki koy ben Menachas, Omar mistabro ki hecha depligi ben Menachas, pligi nami ben Zvachim. But when he was learning Menachas, did he have to say, just like they argued by Menachas, they also argued by Zvachim? Vayikakroy ben Zvachim udachsev. Of course they're arguing by Zvachim. If he said over the machlokes, Rabbi Lezmer, Rabbi Yeshua, and he gave a shtickle introduction, so the Olam knew already that the Iker machlokes was by Zvachim. So middle of shit, he had to say, by the way, even though we're learning Menachas, they're also arguing by Zvachim. That's the ganze introduction. So it can't be that that's Pshat and Rabbi Yossi. What then did Rabbi Yossi mean? Zichr not the way it appears at face value. Abaye took a stab at it, and the Gemara seems to feel that it's chaser. So the Gemara says, Elo loikashu, maybe this is what Rabbi Yossi meant to say. Royanias divi Rabbi Eliezer benitmo, vidivi Rabbi Yeshua v'avad v'sarav. What he was saying was, I hold like Rabbi Eliezer, bezvachim v'menachis, and I hold like Rabbi Yeshua, Bezvachim Menachas. Again, how's that possible? He's being Mezakish Star Lebetre. The teretz is, there are different ways that you can have a situation of Ein Basar. You can have no Basar because the Basar became Tameh. You can have no Basar because you physically don't have Basar, because the Basar doesn't exist. Rabbi Yossi held like Rabbi Eliezer that if you have the Basar, it just so happens that the Basar is Tameh, that he wasn't worried about. If you don't have the Basar, it's not in the Bria. It was lost or it was burnt, then already it's going to be different. Now, what would be the difference between the basa physically not being here or the basa is here, punk that's tummy, nafkamin is the tzitz. If the issue is tumma, so then you get involved with the tzitz. It could do its supernatural powers. The tzitz will be miratza. If the tzitz will be miratza, even though you can't really eat the basa, but it's here. Because the tzitz has an ability to make the basa that's tameh be viewed for our halachic purposes as if it's really tar. So over there he holds like Rebbe Eliezer. But if it's avad v'sarif, the tzitz is not going to help me for that. And as a result, that's where he holds. So Enochanam, Rebbe Yossi said, I hold like Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua. How's that possible? Which one? Teretz says, no. One is talking about where it was Tamei. The other one is talking about where it was Ovid Vesarv. So the Gemara says, Benit, but my time. Okay, so what's the schilik between Tamei and Ovid Vesarv? We just said, Mishon the Meratz Tzitz. Obviously, it's because of the Tzitz. The problem is, Hashem Leil Rabbi Yossi Dome, and Tzitz Meratz Alachilas. Again, this was also Daf Ayin Zayin. Right? Today's Daf is very much a continuation of the previous Daf. So Rabbi Yossi Shita is, Tzitz is not Meratz Alachilas. So Tzitz is never going to help you for food. It can help you for Dam, it can help you for Emurim, it can help you for the Koimitz, but it's not Meratz. Anything that needs to be eaten, there is no tzitz. It's as if it doesn't even exist. So if the tzitz is not going to be meratz on achilas, you can't tell me really he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, but if it's nitma, there he holds like Rabbi Eliezer because the tzitz is meratz. Tzitz is not going to be meratz for basa. El kasha, you have to say a different shot, maybe what Rabbi Yossi meant. Roya nias divri Rabbi Eliezer b'tzibur, for roya nias divri Rabbi Yeshua b'yachid. Maybe the chilik was tzibur and yachid. Carbon tzibur, the basar's tamei. There he wasn't worried. However, as the carbon yochid, over there he holds like Rabbi, says the Gemara, but see, but my time, what would be the chilek between a carbon tzibur and a carbon yochid? The only chilek can possibly be, or where the tzibur is tamei, it's mishum the tumah hutra b'tzibur. We're dealing with a carbon tzibur. So over there, there's a svar of tumah hutra b'tzibur. Right, that's the only chilek you could possibly have. The difference between a tzibur and a yochid, a carbon tzibur and a carbon yochid, would be if you have tumah, there's a concept of tumah hutra b'tzibur. Now, how does Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur help? Because even though Rabbi Yossi Shita is that tzitz is not meratz on achilos, but if you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, you don't have to come on to the tzitz. You only need the tzitz to be meratz if you hold Tumah D'Chuyah B'Tzibur. Again, this is all yesterday's daf. But if you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, then you don't have to come on to the tzitz. So that maybe that's the vart where the basar became tamei and it's a carbon tzibur. There, Rabbi Yossi said, I hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Don't worry about the fact that there's no basar. You know why? Because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur anyways. So it's as if the Tumah doesn't exist. It's only when it's a carbon yachid there. You don't have Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. There you would have to come on to the tzitz. Tzitz is not meratz on achilos. Be yisoy di olzik Rabbi Yeshua if main basa ein dam. And that's why it's not going to work. But the Gemara says is a problem. In fact, there are two problems. Chada, number one, the Shamalei the Rabbi Yossi Dama, Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur. Again, yesterday's daf, the Gemara said, we know Rabbi Yossi holds Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur. What was the makar, by the way, that Rabbi Yossi holds Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur? Because Rabbi Yossi says that they had to make sure that the Kohen Gadol, before he did Avodah Yom Kippur, he had to be tar. And the Gemara says, why do you have to be tar? They used to sprinkle the eifer of the paradu. aduma on him, what's the big deal? He doesn't have to be tahar. He's anyways going to be doing all avodas tzibur. If you hold tomah hutcha b'tzibur, elamai holds tomah tchoya b'tzibur. It's a b'diavad. So l'katchila, you try to be matayrim. So number one, Rabbi Yosi Shita is tomah tchoya b'tzibur. V'oid, and not just that, I b'tzibur, Rabbi Eliezer machsher, v'loy Rabbi Yeshua, then Rabbi Yeshua would also agree. Ha'amra b'tzibur, afilu Rabbi Yeshua moide. Rabbi Yeshua also holds tomah hutcha b'tzibur. This was also yesterday's daf. So again, if Rabbi Yosi meant that really holds like Rabbi Yeshua, imayim basar ein dam, and if it's avod, it's sarif, it's nitma, it's going to be problem. Now, must buy a carbon tzibur where it's nitma. There I hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Number one, it's not true. Because Rabbi Yossi holds Tumah Tchoya B'Tzibur. Doesn't stem with all the Rabbi Yossis that we know in this sugya. Besides, he wouldn't be picking and choosing between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua also holds Tumah Tchoya B'Tzibur. So it's not the pshat, there he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, mistabra time of the Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua holds of the same exact thing. Says the Gemara, Ella, let's take another stab. Royani, divi Rabbi Eliezer b'di'evet, divi Rabbi Yeshua l'katchila. Maybe what Rabbi Yossi meant to say was that l'katchila I hold like Rabbi Yeshua may basar in dam, but b'di'evet I hold like Rabbi Eliezer, you don't have to have basar. But the Gemara says, the evet afil Rabbi Yeshua nami moido. Again, this is all the previous stuff. B'di'evet, even Rabbi Yeshua holds this. The Tani moido Rabbi Yeshua shem zara kurtza. That b'di'evet it's going to be okay. Ella, says the Gemara, you have to say a little bit different. Ha betuma, ha be'avud v'saref. Meaning, kik tani moido Rabbi Yeshua shem zara kurtza. When did Rabbi Yeshua say the b'di'evet? If you did the zrika, it's going to be okay, even if you didn't have the basar, that's benitma. That's if you physically have the basar, narvas, the basar became tame. Aval ba'avad v'saref, if you don't have it, loy. Over there, the halach is even according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not going to be okay. Ki kama Rabbi Yossi roi ani estiver Rabbi Eliezer b'di'evet. But when Rabbi Yossi said, I hold like Rabbi Eliezer b'di'evet, ba'avad v'saref. What he meant to say was, and even if it's avad v'saref, over there, it's going to be okay. In other words, what Rabbi Yossi was saying was that I hold l'katchila like Rabbi Yeshua, but b'di'evet I hold like Rabbi Eliezer. L'katchila, you don't do shechita kabbalah l'loch hazrika unless you have basar. So if you did the shechita and then something happened to the basar, you don't do the zrika. Because in ain basar, ain dam. But that's only l'katchila. B'di'evet, if you went and you did the zrika, even though you didn't have basar, then I hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Then I hold it's going to be okay. Isn't Rabbi Yeshua also ma'idah b'di'evet? Sometimes. If you have basar and the basar became tameh, then Rabbi Yeshua is ma'idah b'di'evet. But if you don't have the basar, if it was avad v'sarav, then Rabbi Yeshua is not ma'idah b'di'evet. Rabbi Yossi, however, there will take Rabbi Eliezer's position. So at the end of the day, we have a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and main basar ein dam. You do not say a main basar ein dam. Rabbi Yossi came and he was the machria. He said, I hold the katchila like Rabbi Yeshua, I hold b'di'evet like Rabbi Eliezer. So the sugya is going to continue. Me inyan le inyan ba'oisa inyan. Zok de mishnah, nit ma basar. If you have a carbon pesach, and the basar of the carbon pesach became tam, the chelev kain. However, the chelev, the imurim, these are the fats that went on the mizbeach, those you still have. So the halach is, ene zarek es adam. You are not allowed to do zrika. So if the basar became tam, however, you have the chelev, so you cannot do zrika. Nitma chelav abasar kaim. If the chelav became tameh, but you have the basar, then zirik es adam, then you'll be able to do zrika. Obi mukdashim, as it relates to other forms of hektish, einay kain. Ela afal bisha nitma abasar v'chelav kaim zirik es adam. The halach is, everybody's going to hold that if the basar became tameh, as long as you have chelav, that's going to be enough for you to be able to do a zrika. So again, we're discussing the machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua's shita is a main basar ein dam. Blezer doesn't have such a shita. Now, to be clear, when Rabbi Yeshua says you have to have basar, it means one of two things. Either you have to have basar that you're going to eat, or it means you have to have the emurim that are going to go in the mizbeach. If you would have either one of the two, you'd be able to check off the box. I have basar. And basar, now I'm allowed to go ahead and do the avodah sadam. It doesn't matter what the basar is. Is it the basar that the kehanim are going to eat? It's the basar that the bailim are going to eat? Or it's the basar that the ibish is going to eat? Achilas mizbeach. It doesn't matter. As long as you have flesh, a kezayis of it, that's enough in order for it to work. Stating that when it comes to Karban Pesach, our Mishnah is saying it's different. When it comes to Karban Pesach, not surprisingly, what you need is basar that the Bailam can eat. And let's look at the first line of the Mishnah again. Therefore, nitma basar. If the basar became tameh, the chelev kayim, and you have chelev, eino zarek es adam. You can't do zrika. What do you mean? Even Rabbi Yeshua that holds that you have to have basar, but chelev is always enough basar in order for you to be able to do the zrika. But over here, it's not going to be okay. Over here, if it's nitma basar and the chelev is kaim, ein zarek es adam. So when it comes to Karban Pesach, Rabbi Yeshua says it's not enough that you have chelev. You actually have to have basar. That's a chiddush enough. But if you look at Rashi, it's even a bigger chiddush. Look, this halacha is true even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Even Rabbi Eliezer doesn't even hold it, a whole concept of a main basar and dam. Who needs basar? You don't need it. It's never ma'akiv. Oh, but when it comes to the carbon Pesach, even Rabbi Eliezer holds you have to have basar. What's the pshat? Pshat's pashat. Because the achilas basar, carbon Pesach, is different than mahusa, than the achilas basar of every other carbon is. This is just another example. We have to sit down and go through the whole list. But this is just another example of where the achila of a carbon Pesach is different than the achila of other carbonas. Therefore, over here, loy mi baya Rabbi Yeshua that holds that a main basar ain't done, but usually chelav is enough. Here chelav won't be enough, you have to have basar. But even Rabbi Eliezer, who doesn't even know from such things of a main basar ain't done, he didn't have all the drushes that Rabbi Yeshua had. But when it comes to the carbon Pesach, he's going to agree that you have to have basar, and over here the Allah is going to be a main basar ain't done. And that's why the Mishnah feared ice. When it comes to other forms of hektish, you don't have this halacha. Over there, if the basar would be tameh, as long as you have chelev, that would be enough, right? Why would that be enough? According to Rabbi Eliezer, Shar Mekdashim, you don't even have a halacha of a main basar einam. And even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that holds there is a halacha of a main basar einam, but chelev, as long as you have some form of basar, that's going to be enough. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. So Rav Gidol said in the name of Rav, and the rest of the daf is going to be a discussion regarding this statement that Rav Gidol is about to make. So Rav Gidol was a Talmud Muvik of Rav, underrated. Some of the real hard sugis in Shasa, Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav. So Rav Gidol said in the name of Rav, Im Zorak Hurtza. Meaning, even though the Mishnah said that if you have a carbon Pesach and the basar became Tameh and all you have is Chelev, that loch is not good because the carbon Pesach, you have to eat from the carbon Pesach. It's only the Katchila. Rav Gidol said, I heard from the Rebbe, he said that B'dieved, everything is going to be okay. Freak the Gemara, why is that so Pashit? Vabina Nachila. That you have to do achila? I mean, we understand why you have to have the basar. Why nitma basar is a problem? Because the achila is such a critical part. So he said achila loy ma'akva. He said achila is not ma'akiv. Now, what does it mean achila is not ma'akiv? Now, just to be clear, avada achila is ma'akiv and achila. Right? There's two mitzvahs, karban pesach. There's mitzvah shechitas karban pesach. That's the fifth mitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch. And then there's, I have to make believe we never discussed this before. And then there's the mitzvah of achilas karban pesach, which is the sixth mitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch. Avada achilas karban pesach is ma'ak of the sixth. Right? Putting on tefillin is ma'ak of the mitzvah of tefillin. What we're saying is that achilas karban pesach is not ma'ak of the akrov. At the end of the day, you can bring a karban pesach. You can be yoitz in the mitzvah of shechita kabbalah loylach hazrik. You get the kapara of a karban pesach even without achilas. He said achilas not ma'akiv. So if achilas not ma'akiv, who cares that it's tami fei de gemar v'ksiv? You can't just say achilas not ma'akiv. It says ish lefi achloi. This is one of the psukim that talk about shechitas karban pesach. Ish lefi achloi sounds like you have to have achilo. So he said, no, it's the mitzvah. It just means like atchilo. You're supposed to do the achilo. Akiv loy. Vatan we learn to the brayse of the michsas. Again, another pasuk in the context of Shechitas Karmen Pesach. Malami, we learn from this, Eina Pesach Nishchat El Menuyov, that when you shecht in Karmen Pesach, you have to have in mind Menuyim, people that RSVP'd on this dinner. Otherwise, you can't have them in mind. Yachos Shechta Shleilam Nuyov, Eikon Ala Mitzvah V'Kasha. You would think if somebody had in mind Shleilam Nuyov. So, okay, you were Mevatel a Mitzvah. You didn't do it in the nicest way. But at the same time, V'Kasha Tamalami, Ishtel V'Yachloi T'chayso, Hakasav Shana Ov La'akim. Tari didn't just say it once. Tari said it's in Tzveitama, which we know in Kachim means. Anytime Tari says something twice, it means it's ma'akiv. So the machshava of shaloylam nuyav would impact the carbon, not only the katchila, but even b'diavad. Okay, the iska shaloylam nuyav. And we have a hekish between a machshava shaloylam oichlov and a machshava shaloylam nuyav to teach me that just like if you had a machshava shaloylam nuyav, it would make the carbon possible. So too, if you had a machshava shaloylam oichlov, it would also make the carbon possible. Okay, what does that have to do with us? So it's not 100% clear. But the Gemara, just to keep it super high level, is essentially saying that if a machshava shaloi la'oichlov b'dieved passels a carbon, it would seem that achila is ma'akiv. Because if the achila is not ma'akiv, who cares that I had a machshava shaloi la'oichlov? So if that's the case, l'chayra, the achila is ma'akiv. So again, the kasha is, the Mishnah said, nitmar basar, v'cheil of kayin, in his Erek Sadam. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Leaz, everybody holds that. You wouldn't be able to do a zrika. Said Rav Gil, the name of Rav, it's only like a tchila. B'dieved, it's going to be okay. Freit Gemara, why b'dieved isn't okay? If the basar is tameh, you can't eat it. So if you can't eat it, then you're missing the achila. If you're missing the achila, then it should be ma'akiv with the kapara. The Gemara said, no, achila is not ma'akiv. But it's not mashma, achila is not ma'akiv. Because if a machshava shloi la'ichlov is ma'akiv, You would think the real deal, the actual achilah, should certainly be ma'akiv. So the Gemara says, Ela Rav, the Omik Rav Nosan. You have to say that when Rav said his statement, he didn't mean it according to everybody. There's no question that this is not unequivocally true. Rather, he meant specifically according to Rav Nosan. Who's Rav Nosan? The Omar achilas psachim lay ma'akva. Meaning, it's true. It's not the pashtos. The pashtos is if a machshava shaloi la'oichlov disqualifies a carbon, then Achilas Psochim has to be ma'akiv. But there is one Shita. Shita's Rav Nosan, one of the Tanoim. He was of the opinion Achilas ma'akva, and must be, when Rav said this halacha, that the evidence is going to be okay, he was going according to Rav Nosan. So the Gemara says, hi Rav Nosan. Who is this Rav Nosan? Meaning, where do you have a Shita's Rav Nosan that holds that Achilas Psochim is not ma'akiv? From the Gemara's presentation, it sounds like it's a chiddush, this idea that Achilas Psochim is ma'akiv. So we would expect to find someplace Rav Nosan said this mefurish. So the Gemara says, where is it actually this Rav Nosan? Ilei Mahai Rav Nosan. Maybe it's the following Rav Nosan. I didn't learn to the Bais. Rav Nosan said, "Nine shekol Yisrael yoytzen bePesach echad." How do you know that all of Klal Yisrael could be yoytzen with one carbon Pesach? Talmud loymar v'shachatu oisay kol kahal adas Yisrael beinu arbayim. All of Klal Yisrael is going to shech the carbon Pesach. Chichol akol shoychten va'aloy ein shoychet aleichman. Only one person is able to shech. Ela melame. So what do you see from here? Number one, shluchay shaladim kemoisay. But what you also see from here is shekol Yisrael yoytzen bePesach echad. You see that every single yid could be yoytzen with one carbon Pesach, that every yid can be mishtatif to one carbon Pesach. Now, you know who said this? Rav Nosson said this. It says the Gemara, let me ask you. Can every single yid eat from one carbon Pesach, whether it's a lamb or a goat? Doesn't matter how shmein it is. It's not going to be possible. Kol kaladas is what must be. The Rav Nosson holds achilas psachim. It's not ma'akiv. So you see clearly that it's not ma'akiv al koponim in the fifth mitzvah of the Sefer HaChinuch. So this must be the Rav Nosson. But the Gemara says dumashani has. Maybe over there it's still a little bit different. Because over there, di'im memashchi hani chazi lahani, v'memashchi hani chazi lahani. In short, what the Gemara is saying is, could be Rav Nosson holds that achilah is not ma'akiv, but it could be at the very least you need the basar to be royal achilah. Then every single yid that's going to partake in this animal should have been able to eat. Now, it's not possible for everybody to actually eat, because if the animal can serve 100 servings, so only 100 people. Yeah, but the truth is that those 100 could be RSVP, and then they can withdraw, and then another 100 could come in. The point is that you don't see from there that if the bus is not royal achilah, it's going to be okay. All you see from there is they don't physically have to eat it. But we're saying a much bigger chiddush in our Mishnah. We're saying that achilah psachim lei ma'akva means that even if the bus is tummy, it's not even royal achilah. Even there, it's going to be okay. So it's true, you have a shtickle Rav Nosson, but not enough Rav Nosson really to placate us in our sugya. The Gemara says, Elohar Rav Nosson. Maybe it means the time you learn to the Braisa. Nimnu, Olaf, Chabura, Achas. Very similar halacha. If you had a Chabura and they all reserved portions of this carbon Pesach. The Chazru, Nimnu, Olaf, Chabura, Acheres. And then another Chabura came. So the halacha is like this. Rishonim, Sheyeshlam, Kezayas. The Rishonim, the first group that has a Kezayas, Oichlin, Uptur, Melasa, Pesach, Sheni. They can be Meshtatav in this carbon Pesach, and they'll be potter for making Pesach, Sheni. Achroinim, Sheinlam, Kezayas. But the second group, that there already isn't a kezayis left for them anymore, ain't oichlin, they won't be able to eat. V'chayov amas is Pesach Sheni. They'll have to make a Pesach Sheni. Right? Makes sense? The first chevra, they have a kezayis, they can be yitz with it. They don't need a Pesach Sheni. The second group, they don't have a kezayis anymore. No kezayis, no Pesach, you need a Pesach Sheni. Rav Nosson Oimer, Rav Nosson argues, he says, Eilu ve'eilu, tur melas Pesach Sheni, shekvar nizrak adam. Everybody holds it's going to be okay. The reason is, because as long as there's a srika, that's enough. And it's fine, you don't need it for there to be enough for everybody. So what do you see? Achilas Pesachim is not ma'akiv. So talk to Gemara, maybe it's this Rav Nosson. Here you see Achilas Pesachim is not ma'akiv. The Gemara says the same teretz. Akati, right? What does Akati mean? Again, Nachamol, the same thing. We didn't accomplish anything. What do you see from here? Any more from there? So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why. Because in Cain, if Rav Nosson was just repeating his halacha, albeit in a slightly different context, listening, hoyo veruyanli mashech, then Rav Nosson should have said that. Rav Nosson Oimer, what did Rav Nosson say? Eilu ve'eilu p'tur mi pesach she'ini, shekvar nizrak adam. He says, you want to know why that potter? Because he did this rika. What does it sound like? He's saying, who cares what happens after the Zerika? As long as he did the Zerika, that's going to be okay. He didn't come with a super long, this really, Achilas Pesachim is ma'akiv. Narvas, theoretically, it's right for each person to have an Achilas Pesach, and thus is genug. No, that's not what he said. Ma'ik shekvar nizrak adam. He said, the word is, the punchline is, the nekud is, he did the Zerika. So why did he say that? Oh, shmami, no, but I'm telling you, milso, av l'achila loy ma'akva. So again, the Mishnah said that if you have a carbon Pesach, the boss of the carbon Pesach became tame. What's nalacha? Eino yzarek es adam. You're not allowed to do the Zrika, meaning the Zrika is not a good Zrika. Say Rav Gidol Amarav, that's only the Katchila. P'diyeved, it's going to be okay. Freak the Gemara, what do you mean P'diyeved, it's okay? You don't have the Achilas Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says Achilas Karban Pesach is not Ma'akiv. The Gemara says it is Ma'akiv. It's true it is Ma'akiv, but Rav Nosson holds it's not Ma'akiv. And the Mishnah Ravel was going according to Rav Nosson. So what's the obvious question? Says the Gemara, my duchke the Rav, the Moikam Lamasis and Lekatchila, the Rav Nosson, look like Rav Baran, Vavilu the Avinamila. What forced Rav to make an akimta that the Mishnah is Rav Nosson, and therefore when the Mishnah says Eino Yizarek HaSadam, it means Lekatchila, but b'di'evet, because Achilas Pesachim is not Ma'akiv, it's really going to be okay. Why? Let the Mishnah be the Rabbanon, and let the Mishnah mean that even b'di'evet, it's not going to be okay. Yochid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. So without opening up a Rambam and the Yad Chazaka, the odds no, we don't paskin like Rav Nosson. So why then would Rav want this Stam Mishnah to be Rav Nosson? Mechateisi. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. There was a reason. He wouldn't have just said it. There was a cheshbin. Because Rav, masnis and kashise. Rav was learning the Mishnah, and the Mishnah tem ge'art. It bothered him. Amai toni ein zoyrik es adam. Listen, he posel. Right, and kachim. I mean, it's posel, it's kosher. Right. Why did he say Ein Zayrik as Adam? You know what that sounds like? Elishma mino Ein Zayrik lekatchila. Avol b'di'evet shapadami. It sounds like it's only lekatchila. You're not supposed to do the zrika. B'di'evet, it's going to be okay. So Rav learned the Mishnah, and Rav said, "Oh, the Mishnah is saying only lekatchila. It's not good. But b'di'evet, really, it is okay." Rav went backwards. He says, "Oh, b'di'evet, it's okay. Aye, what happened to achilas pesachim? Isn't achilas pesachim ma'akiv?" The Teretz is, Achilas Pesachim is Ma'akiv according to the Rabbanon. However, Rav Nosson argues, and the Mishnah is going according to Rav Nosson. So it's not the Pshat Rav wanted the Mishnah to be Rav Nosson, and then he retrofitted Rav Nosson's Shita into the Mishnah. It went the opposite. Rav felt that the Mishnah was saying only Lekatchila, it's a problem. Not B'di'evet, because the Mishnah never said Pasul. All it said was Ein Yizarek. The question is, how do you make it work? So Rav had no choice. He was Muchrich to say, oh, must be the time of the Mishnah is Rav Nosson, and that's the way you're going to make it work. Says the Gemara, okay, so now that we mentioned Rav Nosson Shita, so we do what we do. We try to understand Rav Nosson Shita a little bit. The Gemara in the beginning assumed that for sure, Achilas Pesachim is Ma'akiv. Why is Achilas Pesachim Ma'akiv? Because it says in the Torah, Ish Lefi Achloi. And Ish Lefi Achloi sounds like Achila is Ma'akiv in the Shechita. Right, just to bring out the point again. The Pasuk says, V'lokachu u'shcheinei akarev el beisai b'michsas nefashois, Ish Lefi Achloi tachoysu alasam. We're not talking about the Achila, we're talking about the Shechita, we're talking about the Akrava. And in the Akrava, the Torah is talking about Ish Lefi Achloi. So it sounds like that in the Akrava, there's an ikuv of Achila. So Freit the Gemara, if Rav Nosson holds Achilas Pesachim is not Ma'akiv, so what does he do with Ish Lefi Achloi? So the Gemara says that even though he doesn't hold of the idea of Achilas Pesachim being Ma'akiv in the more traditional sense, but he has a more diluted version of it. The Be'in Gavri the Chazir L'Achila. At the very least, if you're going to bring a Karban Pesach, the Gavra, the mensch has to be Roy L'Achila. So Rav Nosson doesn't hold you have to eat it. You don't have to eat it. Achilas Pesachim is Ma'akiv, mitzvah Achilas Pesachim. But it's not Ma'akiv Akrovas Pesachim, number one. Even if the bus is Tomei, he's not even Roy L'Achila. He doesn't care about that. Oh, but the Gavra, the mensch, he has to be Roy L'Achila. And that's what Ish Lefi Achloi teaches me. That if the person would be Tomei, or there would be an issue with the person, he can't eat it, that's when it's going to be an issue. So the Gemara from here is pretty much until the end of the daf, is going to bring a series of brises where the Gemara is going to try to figure out now whether these brises are going according to Rav Nosson or whether these brises are going according to the Chachamim. Again, we're discussing now this new machloikis between Rav Nosson and the Chachamim, and that is Achilas Pesachim Ma'akiv or is Achilas Pesachim not Ma'akiv. The Rabbanon Shita seems to be that Achilas Pesachim is Ma'akiv. Not only is it Ma'akiv mitzvah Achilas Pesachim, but it's Ma'akiv mitzvah Shchitas Pesachim. Whereas Rav Nosson Shita is not. There's no halacha that Achilas Pesachim is Ma'akiv. You don't have to eat it in order to get your kapara, quote unquote. Right? When you say kapara in the context of Pesach, we're using the word kapara loosely, because Karban Pesach was certainly not about kapara. It's not ma'ak. You don't need that the basar should be even tar. It could be tummy, but you need is the gavra. The mensch at the very least has to be a tar. Who's in the tana? The following brisa. The brisa shachtad la'ichnov. If you shechted the Karban Pesach and you had in mind all the right people were going to eat from it, but then when it came to the zrika, you had in mind all the wrong people. So the halach is a Pesach atzmai kosher. The Pesach itself is going to be kosher. However, v'adam yaitzer by deichnei v'asai, and you're going to be yaitzer your chiyuv. Now Rashi says that the Gemara's suggestion is really based on a super subtle dik. The lashon of the brayse is ha Pesach atzmai kosher. What does it sound like? The hakrovos kosher. Pesach atzmai kosher. It's an interesting lashon. But the basar itself is really not going to be okay. And we're saying then that even though a zrika shaloi la'oichlov disqualifies the basar from being able to be eaten, but the carbon is a kosher carbon, which means you can have a kosher carbon Pesach without achnilas pesach. Nor says, come on, who's this going? Maybe Rav Nosson, maybe Rabbanon. It certainly sounds like going according to Rav Nosson. Maybe it's going according to Rabbanon. Maybe this diak that we just made is not a good diak. Ha pesach atzmai kosher, the Gemara thought was a diak, and it's saying that the carbon is kosher, but really the basar is going to be a problem. No, really the basar is not going to be a problem either. What do you mean? You had a bad machshava in the zrika? You can't have this bad machshava in the zrika. Usually you could have a bad machshava in the zrika, but as it relates to the machshava shaloi la'ichlov in the zrika, that's not considered a bad machshava. Man tanul hada tana rabbanon. What about the next price? Who's this tana? Reish hayo adam. If you had a person that was a chayla, he was a chayla at the time that he was doing the shchita. Then he had a refuah, and he was better at the time in his rikah. Or he was okay at the time in the shchita, but he was a chayla b'shas rikah. So what's the significance that he's a chayla? Right? Since when is a chayla psul? Karm Pesach, it's an issue because you can't eat it. So you're a shaloi la'ichlov essentially. You can't eat it. So the halach is in shaychtin v'zarkin olav ad sheichal b'shas shchita ad shas rikah. So the halach is you can't do. Bring this carbon. It's not going to be a kosher carbon unless the person is going to be gezunt at the time of the shechita and at the time of the zrika. So Gemara says, come on, who's the tana of this price? So, namely, Rabbanon, we have Rav Nosson. Should we assume that it's going according to the Rabbanon and not Rav Nosson? I mean, the Rabbanon that all achilas psachim is ma'akiv. You need that the person should be able to eat from the carbon Pesach throughout the akrava. Whereas according to Rav Nosson, all achilas psachim is not ma'akiv. Why shouldn't you need that the person should be able to eat from the carbon Pesach throughout the ha-krava? Now, the truth is, it's a little bit of a tzush, though. Maybe you need the person should be able to eat it, but you don't physically have to eat it. And in fact, what did we say up until this point? That Rav Nosson, even though he doesn't darshan ishlfi yachlo, that achilas psachim is ma'akim, that the basar itself should be roi l'achila, but at the very least, you need that the person should be roi l'achila. So the Gemara says, in fact, that afilu tamer Rav Nosson, gavra d'chazi l'achila b'inan. We already said that the gavra has to be chazi l'achila. And if this person was a chayla at any point, that means he technically couldn't eat from the carbon Pesach. If he couldn't eat from the carbon Pesach, that would be absurd. So the Gemara, another b'ris. Mantan, the following b'ris, shachta b'tayro, v'achakach nitma b'ilim. If the carbon Pesach was brought, the shechita was done b'tahira, and then afterwards the bialim became tamei. Yizrik adam b'tahira. So then you could do the zrika b'tahira. V'al yoicha basar b'toma. However, you're not going to be able to eat the basar. So what happened? You shechted the carbon Pesach b'tahira, and then the bialim became tamei after the shechita. Now the question is: so what should you do about the zrika? Could you do the zrika when the bialim is tamei? Or not. So the halacha is, yes, you could. It's not an issue. However, you're not going to be able to eat from the basar. So the Gemara commands, obviously, this is all Rav Nosson. The fact that you have a situation where the basar is tummy, you're not going to be able to eat the basar, but yet you can theorize the zrika, obviously, this is all in Rav Nosson's world that achilas psachim is not ma'akiv. So achilas psachim is ma'akiv. If al yoichan al basa betoma, then you don't have a kosher karmas. What are you doing the zrika for? You're done. It's all over. So Rabbi Lazar said, obviously it's going according to Rav Nosson. Yoichanam, I feel tamir rabbanon. Maybe it's going according to rabbanon. Hachav my askin a bit sivur. Maybe we're talking about where it was a carbon sivur that feel betoma nami avni. Maybe it's talking about where it was a carbon sivur. Carbon sivur. That you have the halachas of hutchim bet sivur, tchuyah bet sivur. Oh, if it's a carbon sivur, then it's not going to be problem. Yachi. So what's the kashna? If we're talking about bet sivur, am I in a basa nachav betoma? Then why is it you can't eat the basa? If it's a carbon sivur, even though usually whenever you have a carbon that's brought betoma, you can't eat the basar. Carbon Pesach is different. Carbon Pesach, that was in the Mishnah. That's where this whole sugya started. That avada, carbon Pesach is different than the five carbon sibir that the Mishnah mentioned. And over here, the halacha is that it's ba betoma and it's nechal betoma. So why did it say that it's not nechal? So the Gemara says, you're right, really it should be nechal, because we're talking about a carbon sibir, but the reason it's not nechal is for the following gzeira. Shema yitamu abaylam lachazrika. What happened in this case? It's actually a very interesting case. The shechita was done when Klal Yisrael were tar. Right now we just converted this from a situation where a person became tameh to where the tzibur became tameh. So when the shechita was done originally, it was done b'tayra. V'achnekach nitmu habayla. Before the zrika. So Shalishai, could I do this zrika or not? So here we have halacha. Yeah, you could do this zrika, but don't eat the basar. This is a little different than your classical case. Right, what's your textbook example of Pesach Abba B'Toma? I don't know, everybody was Tomei, and now it's Arab Pesach. What do we do? Right, that's the classic case. Here the Tome happened, Tzivishin the Shechita, and the Srika. Says the Gemara, over here, in this case, we need to make a Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? Because we're afraid. What would be if the Bailam didn't become Tomei before the Zrika after Neshchita? What would be if the Bailam became Tomei after the Zrika? The Yomro, you know what people are going to say if that happened? We were Tomei and we ate. We should do the same thing now. They're not going to remember. If the Tuma would happen, it's a fascinating halacha. After the Zrika, you wouldn't have the halacha that Pesach Ababa Tuma, you can eat the basar. The only time you have the halacha that a Pesach Ababa Tuma, you can eat the basar, is if the Pesach was Baba Tuma. If the Pesach was Baba Tuma, then there's a halacha that you can eat the basar. But if the Pesach was Baba Taira, and then they became Tuma, now you want to eat from the basar, then you don't have this halacha that you can eat the basar. Says the Gemara, this case is a little too similar to a case where the Tumah happened after the Zrika. Because what's the case? The Tumah happened between the Shechit and the Zrika. In your classic case where Klai Yisrael's Tameh, and now it's Erev Pesach, Pesach Ababa Tumah, you can eat it also. Gesintahait. If, however, it happened between the Shechit and the Zrika, now you may confuse it with a case where it happened after the Zrika, and what happens after the Zrika, you can't eat that. How's that possible? If the Pesach was brought when Klai Yisrael was Tameh, I can eat from the Karban Pesach, but if it was brought when Klai Yisrael was Tar, I can't? It's a major lumdus. But you see from here is that a Pesach Ababa Tumah is not Ababa Tumah. But a Pesach that's Baba Tair is not Ababa Tumah. I mean that this case is too similar. That's why we said that Loch is, it's not Nechal. So, so what's that going back on? We just said a lot of things. Going back to the original question. And that is, Rav said that when the Mishnah said Nitma Abasa by the Karban Pesach in his Arikas Adam, what does it mean? It just means that Likantchila. But Bidi Yeved, you can eat. Said the Gemara, Bidi Yeved, the carbon's going to be kosher. So we said, Hamani, who's it going according to? So he said, it's going according to Ram Nosson. That holds that Achilas Psachim is not Ma'akir. So the Gemara, you don't have to say that the Tana of the Mishnah is Ram Nosson, but if you prefer, you can say that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua. The Amar Rabbi Yeshua, the Tana we learned to the Bryce, Rabbi Yeshua said this clearly. All Krabonis, Bein Shenit Mabasa Vechelav Kaim, Bein Shenit Mechelav Ubasa Kaim, Zarekas Adam. Ordinarily, all you need is either Basa or Chelav. There's two exceptions. Nazir for Eisne Pesach. Karm Pesach we've been talking about. Nazir as well. With Nidah Allah is Nit Mechelev Ubasar Kayim. Zarek Sadam. If you have Basar, you can do Zerika. But Nit Mabasar, if you don't have Basar, even if Chelev is Kayim, ain't Zarek Sadam. Here's the punchline. But so far, it's Mamish the Mishnah. For Im Zarek, if he did the Zerika, Hortza, but the evidence is going to be okay. Nit Mabailim Bemes, if the Bailim became Tomei through a mace, La Yizrik, can't do Zrika, Mzark Lai Hortza, but the evidence is not going to be okay. But we don't need that last line. What we need is up until that point, that we have verbatim come out of our Mishnah, albeit with the Isafa, that it's not only true for Karm Pesach, it's true for Nazar as well, the Inkam Mekaimai, and you see that it's only Lichatchil, it's not okay, but the evidence really, it is going to be okay. So says the Gemara, Rav, who was Medaik from the Mishnah, that what did the Mishnah say? Nitma Basa Vechel of Kaim, Inu Zarek is Adam, but it sounds like, but the evidence really, it's going to be kosher. That is the Diuk that Rav started the sugi with. The question is, okay, now we have this halacha, we have to plug him into a shita. And really, it's a mechudash tiga shita. Why is it mechudash tiga shita? Because achilas plachim, luchuri, you would think is ma'akif. So if it's tomato basar, you can't eat it. So how could you have a kosher or carbon? So we have two tanoim that we can really rely on as it relates to being, who is the anonymous author of this Mishnah. Either it's Rav Nosson, who says a chiddush in the sugis of achilas plachim ma'akif, or it's Rabbi Yeshua who says a chiddush in the sugis of Ein Basar, Ein Dam. This really is Rabbi Yeshua. He's the Mara, the Shmaitz, as it relates to Ein Basar, Ein Dam. But either the Tana of the Mishnah is Rav Nosson, or the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehoshua. So, as it relates to the raid bite, so we've, one of the themes of the raid, since we started Tamid Nishchat, was the sugya and the idea of whether it would be theoretically, hypothetically, okay for a person to bring a carbon bisman hazeh. So, as promised, I think it's kedai, maybe just take a few steps backwards, won't take that long, and just to go through the inyan a little bit about the tumul that took place in the 19th century, it's a vision, gedoyle, gedoyle yoylam, as it relates to bringing carbonos bisman hazeh. The story begins with a Yid whose name was Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer. Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was born in the city of Lisa. The Nesivus was the Rav in Lisa, Reb Yaakov Milisa. He was born in the year 1795, and he passed away in the year 1874. When he was very young, he learned by the Rav in Lisa, the Nesivus, and when he got a little older, he left Lisa, he went to Poznan, and he became a Talmud Muvik of Reb Kiva Eger. The Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer had this dream of having Yidden go to Eretz Yisrael, settle the land, and maybe even bring karbonos. And this is something that he wanted to do very, very badly. And he started tumbling and writing and corresponding with the Gedolim at the time, and to see if he can try to get them to garner support. It's like this is something that he'd be able to do. Now, just one disclaimer. It's important to note that Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer wasn't the first person in Jewish history that made this tumult after Churban Bayis Sheni and tried bringing Karbanos Bezman Hazeh. The most notable before Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was in the times of the Rishonim, one of the French Tosafos, less, I think Rabbi Weil would say, and that was Rabbi Yechiel Miparis. And Rabbi Yechiel Miparis, he was one of the Bali Tosfos, he was from Paris, he made Aliyah, he went to Eretz Yisrael, and his dream was to bring Karbonos. He worked it out, and he felt that this was something that you'd be able to do. And there was a sefer called Kaftov Atharach. It was written by a Yid whose name was Rabbi Shturi Aparchi. That name may sound a little familiar. Rabbi Shturi Aparchi was the author of the Sefer Kaftav Aferach, and he chronicled Rabbi Yechiel Miparis's dream and the trials and tribulations and some of the halachic nukudos of him trying to go and bring a carbon bisman hazeh. Several hundred years later, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Shelas Yaivitz, this is a Chelik Aleph Simen Peites, he wrote a tshuva regarding what the Kaftav Aferach had written about Rabbi Yechiel Miparis's his vision and his dream to try to bring a carbon bezman hazeh. And in that tshuva, he discussed a lot of the halachas of whether or not you would be able to bring carbonos bezman hazeh. But it's important just to understand that even though Rabbi Yaakov Emden's tshuva is often quoted in this tumult and in this discussion, but Rabbi Yaakov Emden was nifter decades before Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was born. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden's tshuva was not written related to the big tumult that happened in the 19th century, but it was more of an abstract tshuva that was written with regards to a piece of history, and that is there was a Yid once, Rabbi Shturi Aparchi, who wrote about from Yechiel Miparis, who wanted to bring Karbonos Bezman Hazeh. And he just discussed, did they ever bring Karbonos after the Churban Tavi, the Eved of Rabbi Gamliel? That was the one of the Rebbeis that we spoke about. But the point is that Rabbi Yaakov Emden wasn't opining on this discussion. The discussion happened several decades after the Patir of Yaakov. But either way, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer very much wanted to do this, and he started corresponding with the Gedolim. Now, it's important to understand where Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was coming from. The reason he felt that he wanted to reinvigorate Karbonos Bezman Hazeh is because he felt that this was a very important step in the Geula Hasida. And he felt that Klal Yisrael is going to merit the Geula when they go to Eretz Yisrael, and they make hishtadlus to try to acting as if the Geul is going to come. And it's when we establish the initial Osiris and we show how badly we want it, that's going to be Ma'ir and Shemayim, and then eventually the Beis HaMikdash HaMaila is going to come down, the Eish Ata Asid Lefnoisa, and then we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash all over again. And he proved from many sources, really, really early sources, that this is the way the Geul is going to happen, just to mention a few. He quoted the Radak in Sefer Tehillim, Halali Nafshi. The Pasuk says, Al tiftachu b'nedivim b'ven adam she'in lo yisashua. Zok the Radak, Tehillim Kuf Mem Vav. Quote, Ki lashem levadai hatshua. Because of course, Al tiftachu b'nedivim b'ven adam she'in lo yisashua. The shua is going to come from the ben adam. It's not coming from the nadiv. It's going to come from the Eivishta. However, listen to the Radak. V'hu yisoy v'veno al yad b'nei adam. But when the Eivishta brings the Yeshua, he's going to bring it through b'nei adam. K'moy she'sivev chuas golus b'avala yidei kodesh. Just like the Yidden, after Churban Bayis Rishon, when they came back to Eretz Yisrael and they rebuilt the second Beis HaMikdash, how did they rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash? The seed didn't split. The way they rebuilt the second Beis HaMikdash was Cyrus the Great, Kodesh, Daryavish, who was the son of Achashverosh and Esther, gave the Yidden permission to go build a second Beis HaMikdash. It says the Radak, the Geula is going to come through the Malchei Hagoyim, sheyores rucham l'shalcham. That the Eibishto leif sorim lachem biyad Hashem is going to be ma'ir the ruach, the geist of these big ministers and these very powerful people, and he's going to give them the inspiration to give the Jews permission to go build the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer said it in the first Radak, that the way the Geula is going to come is by lobbying the powerful people in the world, and we have to begin. This is our ishtadlis. We daven l'Yerushalayim ircha. We have to make ishtadlis also, and this is something that we have to do. Another one of the Mekayrus that Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer quoted was the Ramban in his Pirush on Shir HaShirim. It's on the pasuk Ha'elef Lecha Shloimoy. Says the Ramban, Reishis HaGeula Asida. Tia al pi rishoyin hamalchiyos, v'yek tzas kibuz galios. There's going to be a little bit of a kibbutz galus, and it's going to happen through the permission of the government. After that happens, Yosef Hashem Yisbarach Sheinus Yadoi, and then there's going to be the real geula. It's Rabbanin in Shir Hashirim. Another one of the Makaris that he quoted was the Rabbeinu Bechai. These are all Rishonim. In Parsha Shmini, the Medrash Tanchuma says, Lama Nimshal Malchazu, referring to Edom, Lechazer. So Daniel, in his dream, saw Malchus Edom, and Malchus Edom looked like a Chazer, a Dover Acher. So he said, why was it referred to a Chazer? Because Edom is like a Chazer. Chazer means like the Chazer, right? He's going to bring back, Lechazer. He's going to bring back Atar L'Yoshna. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, quote, the Inyan, Kishtei HaMikdashim Nivnu Al Yedei Yisrael. Both Bati Mikdashim that we have were built Al Yedei the Yid, Bayis Rishim Bana Shloima, Bayis Sheni Bana Zerubavna. The Nasa Al Yedei Kirish, and Nasa Rishlus was that, but it was done under the guidance and the governance of Kirish. Avla Bayis HaShlishi, but the third Beis HaMikdash, so you would think the third Beis HaShavada, it's going to, Asida Umazulif Noisai, Edom is going to build. This is what the Medrash Tanchuma means. When it says, Asid Lahachsa Atar Liyoshna, Lefisha Hu Echrivai, Ula Asid Yashuvim Shar Kala Koiches, with the same Ganskite that Rome used to destroy the second base Hamikdash, Lazoi Velismech Liyisrael Ki Arba Shalom Boilam. They're going to be the ones that are going to rebuild the base Hamikdash. So instead of Sfirish Kalashar, I have a Radak, I have a Ramban. They said that the way the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, it's going to happen through all the government. So we have to make our shtadlus. Let's get moving. Let's start lobbying. And let's start doing what it is that we have to do. And then he said that, in fact, that if you really want to bring out the point, he said it's a mefurish asafri. The pasuk says, L'shichnoi sidrishu uvasr shama. Says the sifri. L'shichnoi sidrishu. D'roishna al pi hanavi. You're supposed to darshan, you should want Eretz Yisrael al-Ipin. So you think, okay, wait for a Navi, right? That's usually what we think. A Navi's going to show up. It's sight. And let's go do what we need to do. Talmud lo imar, no. You first do what you need to do. Afterwards, Yoyim Alachon Navi. It's a Sefri in Parshas Re. It's a Sedra of Tziyash Kalasher that I think this is what you're supposed to do. So this is what Tziyash Kalasher did. He sat down, he wrote a Sefer. The name of the Sefer is Drishas Tziyan. And Drishas Tziyan was made up of three parts. The first part in Drishas Tziyan was more the Hashkafa, more the background to understand where he was coming from. He felt that this was the right thing to do because ultimately this is going to bring the Geula. So what we need to do is we have to understand that the Geula is going to come via, not just tefillah, but also shtadlus. This is where Tzvi Yishkalashim fell. Second part of this sefer was, he spoke about Milas Eretz Yisrael, that we have to understand what Eretz Yisrael is. And then the third part of the sefer was, that if we all go to Eretz Yisrael, we'll even be able to bring karbanos. And he said, if we can bring karbanos, that's gaval. That's already taking it to another level. And this was something that he felt he can do. So Tzvi Yishkalashim writes the sefer in Drishas Tziyan, and he sends it to his Rebbe, Rav Kiva Eger. And Rav Kiva Eger looked at it, and Rav Kiva Eger responded. And then Rav Tzvi Yishkalashim responded to Rav Kiva Eger. And Rav Kiva Eger responded back to Rav Tzvi Yishkalashim. We don't have all the respondents, but we have a lot of it. It's printed in the Drishas Tziyan, and it's printed in the Chelek Hei of the Shalos Teshuvos Rav Kiva Eger. But Rav Tzvi Yishkalashim didn't stop there. He sent it to the Chassam Sofer. He sent it to Rav Yaakov Ettlinger. The first siman in Shailas Teshuvos Binyan Tziyan that was written by the Baal Aruch Laner, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, one of the great goyim of the 19th century, was written to Rav Tzvi Yishkalashim. It was on this topic, on this noise. Is he right in his thought that it's possible to be able to bring karbanos bezman hazeh? He wrote letters to the Maratzchias. He wrote letters to Rabbi Yoel Gutmacher. And really, the whole Galicia and Hungary, everybody was coughing, everybody was tumbling. This wasn't just, let's bring karbanos. This was a movement. This was a hashkafa. This is a whole different mindset. This was an idea of maybe the Yidden can go ahead and can go to Eretz Yisrael. I discussed this tumult, more the historical aspect of it, with the rabbi historian, Rabbi David Katz. And he told me, you just have to understand a little bit where Tzvi Yishkalashim was coming from. He said, at that time, there was an unbelievable feeling of nationalism in the world. Right? The Patriots had just received the American Revolution, 1776, Ukraine. He said there were countries no one ever heard of that had just gained independence. And Tzvi Yishkalashim believed, everything's for Klal Yisrael. Bereishis, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikereishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikereishis. So if there's such a ruach in the world right now of nationalism and of countries being able to leave their bondage and suddenly be free and be able to express themselves the way historically they have, why shouldn't the Jews be able to do it? But more than that, it must be for the Yidden. What else is it for? It's for the French? It's for us. Of course that's what it's about. And he believed very, very deeply that this is what this, that's what motivated him. This is where he was coming from. And as a result, this was something that he wanted to do. So I thought, just to discuss the super high level, rapid fire, bullet point style, some of the halachic issues that are pretty obvious, and a lot of them touch on the sugis that we've been learning as it relates to, is it theoretically possible today to bring a karma? So the first issue is, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So if there's no Beis HaMikdash, how are you going to be able to bring karbanos? So the answer to this question starts with the Gemara Masechtas Megillah, and it's really Gemara in many places, where the Gemara says, Shamati shemakriven afal pi she'ein bayis. There's a musik that you can bring karbanos, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. Now the truth is, that Gemara says, that memra of Shamati shemakriven afal pi she'ein bayis is really totally in an age-old machloikis. One of the biggest machloikis in a Shas, and that is Kedusha Rishoyna, Kitchel Shaita v'kitchel lasan lavoi, or Kedusha Rishoyna Kitchel Shaita v'loi Kitchel lasan lavoi. Kedusha Shniya Kitchel Shaita v'kitchel lasan lavoi, or Kedusha Shniya Kitchel Shaita v'loi Kitchel lasan lavoi. When Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, Tzemershten Mal, he was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, he was Mekadosh Yerushalayim, he was Mekadosh the Mokem HaMikdash. Then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. What happened to that Kedusha? Did it go away together with the Churban, or it was Kitchel Shaita? And it was Kitchel Asadavai. In the times of Ezra, when the Yidden went to Eretz Yisrael for the second time, again, they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. What happened to that Kedusha? Did that Kedusha go away? Or was it Kitchel Shaita for like Kitchel Asadavai? So if you hold Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita for Kitchel Asadavai, or Kedusha Shnei Kitchel Shaita for Kitchel Asadavai, so then theoretically, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, but you have the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, you don't need the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, you need the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. So if Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchel Shaita, Kedusha Shnei is Kitchel Shaita, then Kitchel Asadavai, then there'd be an Eitzah. If you hold Kedusha is like Kitchel Asadavai, then it would be a problem. Okay, so what's the halacha? So Tzvias Kalish said, open up a Rambam. In the Rambam, in Hilchas Beis Abchira, Perek Vav, Halacha, Tezvav, one of the most famous Rambams in Yad Chazaka, Paskins, that Kedusha Rishoyin is Kitchel Ashaita, Veloy Kitchel Asalavai. Eretz Yisrael doesn't have Kedusha nowadays. That's why there's no Chiyuv Trumas and Maisus according to the Rambam as Manazah. However, Kedusha Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash is different. That's Kitchel Asalavai. Why? The fee says the Rambam, Kedusha HaMikdash Yerushalayim v'pnei Ashchina. Because Kedusha Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash is because of the Shechina. That's what gives it its Kedusha. The Shechina ain't a betel. I like to do it. Shloim HaMelech, not only do Yeshua, but no, not only do it Ezra, it's not only do it Zerubbabel, not only do it Kairish, it has to do with the Shechina, and the Shechina is there. You go to the Kaisam HaRabi today, is the Shechina. And if the Shechina is there, then says the Rambam, even though there's no Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, but Kedusha Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash there will be. The Ravid argues. The Rambam says, I disagree. There's no Kedusha Yerushalayim Bezman Hazeh. And then the Rambam says, then the Ravid says something that's been quoted, where the Ravid says, Lefichach, I believe, HaNichnas At Hashem. If somebody would enter the Harabais today, even though he's Tameh, because he doesn't have the Paraduma, inevitably he's Tameh, ain't by Karis. He won't be Chayiv Karis. But that's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day. But I think this is enough for one raid, my But so the center of Tzirish Kalasher, so in the final analysis, Machlekes from Rambam Raiv, according to the Rambam, Yerushalayim has Kedusha. The Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha. According to the Ravid, it doesn't. According to the Rambam, you can bring karbanos bezman hazeh. According to the Ravid, you can't bring karbanos bezman hazeh. Okay, so muscha rishon, it's a problem. According to the Rambam, you could do it. According to the Ravid, you can't. But tzedor tziyash kalasher, it's pashit. If the Ravid's right, that kedusha rishon is kitchel shaita v'loy kitchel asad lavoy, that Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't have any kedusha, so you know what you can do? You can build a bama, and you can bring the carbon on a bama. What would prevent you today from going to an animal saying Harezu Pesach, Harezu Chatas, Harezu Oila, and shechting it? Can't shecht outside the Beis HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash. What's outside the Beis HaMikdash? So if you have Kedushas Beis HaMikdash b'zman hazeh, so then it's Shechutei Chutz. You can't check. If there's no Kedushas Beis HaMikdash b'zman hazeh, you can't check. You don't make this cheshbon, the Gemara sort of does. So if that's the case, that Ratzvi Yash Kalash, and Maman of Shach, you could do it. Like the Rambam, that Kedushas Yerushalayim is Kitchel Asin Lavoi, so go check, bring a carbon. And like the Ravid, okay, so you didn't do anything wrong anyways. You were makriv a carbon on a bama. And there's no Isser Bamois if there's no Kedusha, because there's no Chutz. Because there's no insides, you can't have an outside. So he's a Maman of Shach. Based on what I think, this is something you should be able to do. So Tzirash Kalash said, even though at first glance, the first issue that you're going to throw out is, there's no Beis HaMikdash. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, how could you do it? But really, it's not a problem, because Maman of Shach, like the Rambam, you theoretically have a Beis HaMikdash. And even like the Ravid, there's a Heter Bamis. So based on that, it wouldn't be wrong. The second issue is Toma. We're all Tameh.
If we're tame, how are you going to go to the Beis HaMikdash? How are you going to start bringing karmanis? So Tverish Kalashur said, that's true. I'll have to concede part of that point. And that is, we'll have to limit what we do to karmanis tzibur. By a carbon tzibur, we have a sugi of tumah hutra b'tzibur. We have a sugi of tumah tchoy b'tzibur. You could bring it be tumah, and as a result, it won't be right. And chenami, if someone was mechal Shabbos b'shoygig, and v'kosav al pinkosoy, because you're born based on mikdash avi chat shemena, he's not ready for that. Basically, we don't have the base of mikdash yet. We don't have the eif of the paraduma. But you want to go ahead and bring a carbon tzibur, that's something you could bring betumah. So l'chur, that's something you'd be able to do. But there's another obvious problem. What about kehanim? You don't have kehanim. You can say, what do you mean? Of course you have kehanim. But the truth is, right? Ellie's looking at me. It's me. So of course we have kehanim. But do we have kehanim miyuchasim? So the truth is, lahalacha, even a kohen miyuchas, doesn't matter if your name is Kohen, Katz, or Rappaport. But at the end of the day, you're only going to consider yourself a kohen l'chumra. There's no such thing as being a kohen l'kula. So for example, a kohen doesn't marry a grusha. A kohen won't go into a Beis HaKfaris, even if his name is not Rappaport, right? Kehanim don't do that. But at the same time, you know a kohen that eats challah. So if a woman is mafresh challah, what are you supposed to do with a challah? Supposed to give it to a kohen. The Magen Avraham brings from a rivash that kohanim don't eat challah b'zman. No one does. No kohen eats aser. It's often halach in Shulchan Aruch. Why not? Because we're chayshish that maybe the yichus is not a good yichus, and because maybe the yichus is not a good yichus, so l'chayra based on that, it should be a problem. If we don't trust the yichus as it relates to eating challah, you would think you can't trust the yichus as it relates to bringing karbonis. So if Tzvirish Kalisher wrote a whole pilpul to answer this seemingly very difficult question, and he said a very big chiddush. His chiddush, in short, without going through the whole tumult, because that's a raid bite onto itself, but his chiddush basically was that today, being that there's no way to be mevar, who's a kohen and who's not a kohen, so it's for that reason you could be soymech on roiv and you could be soymech on chazaka. What's Roiv? Roiv is Roiv Bila Sachar Abal. And as a result, you assume, going back, that really, you probably are a Kohen. And this Chazakis as well, and he worked it all out, and he said, based on Roivs and Chazakis, you could do it. Now, to eat Chala, you don't have to eat Chala. So we're not going to be Soymech on it, we'll burn it. But if you could bring a carbon, maybe you have to bring a carbon. And if you have to bring a carbon, and you have a Roiv and a Chazakis to be Soymech on, maybe you should be Soymech on a Roiv and a Chazakis. And even though he says that the Gemara says in different places, they weren't Soymech on Chazakis and these types of things when it came to Kahuna. He said, that's because they didn't need to. Because the only time you go with a chazak and a roiv is where it's impossible to be, where it's impossible to be mavar. They had ability to be mavar. They had kiyanim that you didn't have to come on to all these hoops in order to establish. As a result, why should you be saying the chankulas? But b'sman hazeh, we don't have any other eitzah. There's no one has ksav yichus anymore. So based on that, l'chur, this is something you should be able to do. Reb Kiveger gave Reb Tzvirish Kalish a very hard time on this point. They went back and forth in the tshuvas. Kiveger said, the Messiah is, we don't have kliyanim yuchasim, chazokins and roivs. He was basing it on a Mishnah, by the way. It, Mamish came from a Mishnah. A Mishnah Masech Tzidis. It's fascinating. But either way, Reb Kiveger wasn't so comfortable with it. But that wasn't the reason Reb Kiveger ultimately rejected Reb Tzvirish Kalish's idea. The reason he rejected was because of the next halachic issue. So again, we discussed this. Nobody's on Mikdash. What happened to Tumah? You don't have kliyanim yuchasim. But there was a bigger problem. And this ultimately sealed the fate of Rav Tzvirish Kalisher's idea as far as Rav Kveger was concerned. And that is, we need big day kahuna. Very interesting. So you need big day kahuna. So you can have a kohen. You're going to say, his name is Katz. He could do the avoda. Okay, you have to show up with your with the dalud begudim. Right? You're going to have to show up with your big day kahuna. The problem is, the avnate had tcheles inside of it. It had argamon. It had shesh. So we know shesh is linen. That's easy. What's tcheles? What's tchelis? Right? It's a big enough tumah when it comes to tzitzis. So Rav Kiveger said, Rav Kiveger's time, it was before the Rezin Rebbe, he didn't have any tchelis. He said, where are you going to find tchelis? So Tzvirish Kalish said, I'm not in a spa. He said, why not? Because the truth is, the Rambam Shita is that the tchelis of the Big Day Kahuna was not the same tchelis of tzitzis. The tchelis of the tzitzis has to come from the Dama Chilazon. And we don't want what the chilazon is. But the Rambam Shita is the tchelos of the big kahuna didn't come from the chilazon. So if it didn't come from the chilazon, so it's not really going to be a problem. So Kveger said, I can live with that. I can live with that. I can live with the fact that we can be soymich on the Rambam. And we can say that tchelos just means blue wool. So make blue wool, even if it's not from the chilazon, it's going to be okay. But you know what Kveger's problem was? His problem was our gomon. What's our gomon? So they touched it when I was in yeshiva, purple wool in Yiddish. I went to Chassan Seifer, but purple wool. Right? So that's what it was. It's purple. But the truth is, machloikis rishonim. Not all the rishonim say it's purple. Some rishonim say it's red. And it's machloikis whether the argoman is red or the argaman is purple. So Rav Kinega said at the end of the day, he told Rav Tzmir's Kalisha, Tumma, Beis HaMikdash, Kehana Miyuchasim. Again, he wasn't that thrilled with all these ideas, but at the same time, maybe Mekenza Chanetz Gaben. But he said at the end of the day, the Ein Biyodeinu Lasos Argamon. We don't know Argamon. And if we don't know Argamon, then how in the world are we going to go ahead and do the Avoida? In other words, Rav Kinega said was, you know why you can't do the Avoida today? Because we don't have a gartel. That's what he said. He says, imagine you're going to do the Avoid. That's like my father always says that, like they say that somebody once said, how come by the Litvisha there's no mitzvah tans? So he said, how are you going to do the Avoid? So that's what it boiled down to. That's what sealed the faith. Kideke said, there's no gartel. Why is there no gartel? Because you need argoman. Forget about the tchelis. You need argoman. That's a trick. And he says it. We don't know what it is. We don't know if it's red, if it's purple. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to be machriya. That's what Rabbi Kinvega said. But truth, there were other issues as well. Another issue is machsa shekel. Now, what's going to be machsa shekel? Karbonis tzibur. But at the end of the day, how were the Karbonis Tzibur paid for? It was all through the Machsa Shekel. We don't have the Machsa Shekel. You're going to get the whole Klal Yisrael now to figure out a way to do it. So that's a little bit of an issue. So the truth is, Rabbi Yaakov Emden already addressed this in his Truv in the Shelas Yaivitz when he discussed what the Kaft of Atherach, Rabbi Shturi Aparchi, spoke about. And he said that really for the Machsa Shekel, there's one of two Eitzes. One Eitzah is you can have somebody maybe sponsor the Machsa Shekel on behalf of the Oilam. Now the truth is, Machloik is in the Gemara if it works. Rabbi Yossi holds it works. Rabbi Yossi is the Mukayimai, and for sure, Rabbi Yaakov Emden felt could be Soimachan, Shitas Rabbi Yossi, and somebody will give it over for the Oilam as long as he does it, but Nidvas Aleif, it works. And we could be Soimachan Rabbi Yossi, and maybe that's going to be the Eitzah. The other Eitzah is you bring a Karban Pesach. At least the Karban Pesach you're going to have. Karban Pesach doesn't require Machzah Shekel. So Karban Pesach without Machzah Shekel, that's something you'd be able to do. There was another big problem, and that's what Rabbi Chesky was asking. What about the Mizbeach? Right? You need a Mizbeach. You don't need a Beis HaMikdash. Fine. You can make that work. But you need a Mizbeach. And the Mizbeach has to be in its proper place. And it's even more than that. It's, what's that? No, but on the tzad that the Leiter Rambam Shita, you're going to have a Mizbeach. And the truth is, it's even more than that. Because you're going to start bringing karbonis. We know that when the Beis HaMikdash was built originally, the Pasuk says, Akol b'ksav miyad Hashem olai hiskel. It's Pasuk in Yecheskel. It was done al pi Nevi'im. Even by Yesheni, when it was built the second time, Nevi'im had to come. Nevi'im had to tell the Yidden how to build the second Beis HaMikdash. Who were the Nevi'im? Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. Right? The story, all the Nevu'ahs of Bayesheni are written in Sefer Chagai, as in Chav Dalet Kislev thing. Right? So it's written in Sefer Chagai. But that's where all these Nevu'ahs are written. But the point is that it had to be done al pi Nevu'ah. There's no Nevi'im. So if there's no Nevi'im, we don't know where the Mizbeach is supposed to go. So if we don't know where the Mizbeach is supposed to go, how are we going to go ahead and do this? So Rav Tzvi Hershkalish says something fascinating, something brilliant. This is what he said. He said that once upon a time, when the first Beis HaMikdash was built, how are you supposed to build the Beis HaMikdash? So they had to go ahead, and you needed a Novi to tell us when to build the Beis HaMikdash. Second Beis HaMikdash, the same thing. He says, you know why? Because we say in Al-Nari's Bavel that when the Babylonians destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, it was Ada Yisoidba. Aru, Aru, Ada Yisoidba. They ripped out the foundation. There was no remnant of the Beis HaMikdash. And because there was no remnant of the Beis HaMikdash, so how are you supposed to know where to put a Mizbeach? We're back to square one. We have no idea where it goes. So they need a Nevi'im to come. Chagis Gar Malachi with a Nevi'im that they told them where to do it. He said, but today you can work it out. You know why? Because today we have a remnant of the Beis HaMikdash. So we have the Kais HaMaravi. And the Kais HaMaravi was one of the walls, the western wall of the Harabayas. So he said, open up the Sechtes Midas and open up the Rambam and Yad Chazak. And we're writing Tshuvas, he said, in Erechaim, in Yeridei, in Chayshu Mishbev, in Ezer. Let's write a Tshuva, Sechtes Midas. Why not? Tairahi. And let's sit down and figure out where the Mizbeach is supposed to go. So Tzvi Hershkalish said, by Yesheni, they need a Nevi'im. Because it was Oru Oru Ad Yisoidba. But Hank, we have the Kais HaMaravi. It's not Oru Ad Yisoidba. So go ahead, work with the Kais HaMaravi and figure out where it's supposed to go. Gevaldik. Some had a problem with it. Because Ander felt, if you look at the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos Beis Hamchira, the Rambam says like this, Brisker Rambam, HaMizbeach Mekoimoy Mechuvin B'yoyser. Ram says the Mizbeach is mechuvin b'yoyser. You can't get it like approximately right. It has to be mechuvin b'yoyser. Ve'ein meshanin oysoy m'mekoymoy wa'oylov. And Rambam gives a whole Musa Shmuz about all the things that happened in that place. That's where the Akedah happened. That's where the Marishan was created from in Adama. That's when Noach brought his carbonus. But he said, everything happened. Everything, that place is so mechuvin. He said, you're going to go ahead under a tainet and you're going to make him mechuvin b'yoyser. He said, that's something that's impossible. He said, I don't believe you're going to be able to do this. Rabbi Kamenetsky asked me last night another kashna. He said, I don't understand. We paskin. Tumah dechuyah betzibur. Right, we learned the sugyas now. Since Bachleg is in Shas, tumah hutcha betzibur, or tumah dechuyah betzibur. The Ram Shita is tumah dechuyah betzibur. Now the Gemara said l'may nafkamina of tumah hutcha betzibur, tumah dechuyah betzibur. So there's nafkaminas, but a big one is if you hold tumah dechuyah betzibur, you have to come onto the tzitz. So if you have to come onto the tzitz, you would need a kohen gadol, oydai al metzchay, so that you should be able to have a tzitz. You can find the kohen. This is mamish not a guy. Kohen gadol, right? Yeah, even Tzvi's out. So how are you gonna find the kohen gadol? So you now already need a kohen gadol where it sits. So this is already command impossible. It's a chiddush to me. I mean, it's such a gevaldig kasha. I found this kasha in the Beis Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis asks this kasha. But obviously, the Achreina Masach, everybody handled this. So everyone knew the Rambam. So Daf Ma'ayin Zayin Abyssal Besser. Why the Achreina weren't bothered by this? But I. Was the Shicha. Oh, that's also right. Because you need the Shemin HaMishcha also, which is part of the problem of having a Kohen Gadol. And it's part of a problem with the Mizbeach. So what happened to the Shemin HaMishcha? That's going to be another issue. Either way, we're cutting this a little bit short, but there were, needless to say, many, many halachic issues as it relates to this. The bottom line is, from Tzvi Hashkalish, it was mefalfel. He went back and forth with the Ge'oyne Yoylo. And at the end of the day, Rav Tzvi Hashkalish, he was holding his own. And this was something that he was going to do. At one point, during his correspondence with Reb Kivega writes back to Tzvi Hashkalish, he says, I'll tell you the truth, I'm old. I'm not feeling so well right now. And Chamdish Tekoyach, Mamshech Tzayin, this Gerser Reid. So he said, what I've done is, I forwarded this discussion to my son-in-law, the Chassam Sofer in Pressburg. He knew this is where this was going to end. And he said, I asked him to please take over from here and see what you can do. The Chassam Sofer took this very, very seriously. Very, very, very seriously. And what he did was, he asked a Yid that he knew was going to Eretz Yisrael. He said, do me a favor, go to Eretz Yisrael and do a little due diligence. Find out if it's even a geyer. Find out if it's shayach. Meaning, is this something that's possible? And this shliach, there were two shluchim that came back to Rechsam Seifer, and they both came back with the same report. They said that the Tsar in Yerushalayim, the person that calls the shots, who Captain Godel, he's a big captain, V'omar l'bal yakrif shah misha ina me'amunas yishmael. And he said, you want to bring karbonis? Davzana Muslim. But otherwise, you can't. It's not shayach. Kisham nivna beis avoyda shalehem. V'oymrim, they say, she'evin shasiya be'emtza akipa ahi, that the evin shasiya is in the middle of their dome. This is some sefer writing. V'lo yikra, la'yikariv sham ish zar she'ena memunasa. And if someone doesn't believe in their faith, he's not going to allow them to come. And as a result, it's not going to be okay. What's fascinating is that if you go through the hemshich of the truva of the Chassam Sofer, it's clear that the Chassam Sofer was willing to go forward with it. He was willing. Halachically, he was okay. Listen to his lashon in the end. Okay, lafi anias daiti. This is mamash an excerpt, but you have to really see the whole thing to appreciate this. Like tzrich l'kai miyuchas. He said, you don't need l'kai miyuchas. The noichal sham min apsachim al kolponim shohut tumah betzibor. I'm okay at the very least. You can eat a carbon pasach, and so over there is tumah shohut betzibor. For like tzarech l'shkolim, and then he threw in very cryptically, v'loi l'kai gadol. And you don't even need l'kai gadol. He was bavarni, maybe you need l'kai gadol. But he threw in, you don't need l'kai gadol. And the question is why? Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis is kasha. But either way, this is what he throws in, that you wouldn't even need a kohen gadol. But the point is, what's that? But the Ram Shita is tumah chuyah betzibur. Oh, his lashon is tumah chuyah betzibur. Very good. Al kapanim shohut tumah betzibur. Because at least tumah chuyah betzibur. Very good. So he was going tumah chuyah betzibur, and that's why you need a kohen gadol. It's pasha, right? That's what he meant. Because he was taking on the position tumah chuyah betzibur, and as a result, if tumah chuyah betzibur, that's his hemshuch, then you don't need a kohen gadol. Shkoyach Rav Shimi. But either way, so the Chassam Sofer was theoretically willing to go along with this, but he said practically speaking, it's not lamaisa. Why is it not lamaisa? Because at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to make those. Interesting. This tshuva, Chassam Sofer, is a tshuva that the Chassam Sofer wrote to Reb Kivega. Right? See how what happened? Reb Kivega told Reb Tzvi Hashkalisher, I'm forwarding the correspondence to Chassam Sofer. But he didn't like pass over the discussion. Reb Kivega Keilu was going in between. So he wrote a letter to the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer wrote back to Reb Kivega, and then Reb Kivega wrote back this letter to Reb Tzvi Hashkalisher. That's the galgal. That's the way this worked. It's interesting that if You look in the tshuvas. This tshuva is written in tshuvas chasam sofer. It's Yerides, tshuva reish lamed vav. By the way, you know, location, location, location. But if you go through these tshuvas in chasam sofer, these are all the tshuvas we talked about Eretz Yisrael. Reish lamed gimel is the tshuva that he wrote to his Talmud, Rabbi Chassida, where he encouraged him to leave Tveria and he should go settle in Yerushalayim. Reish lamed dal, reish lamed hey, a tshuva that he wrote to Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis. And that's what he talks about Miron and these famous, famous tshuvas. In chasam sofer, we talk, he's building up, you know, the mile of living in Yerushalayim, etc., etc. And then reish lamed vav, he talks about bringing karbonos bezman hazeh, right? You have to, we're being darish smuchin here in tshuvas chasam sofer. But this is already pushing it, I think. Pnimius HaTorah in the Simonim of Chuvas Chasam Sofer. Reb Chesky's even, I think he said the wrong way. But this is what. But if you look, this same Chuvas printed in Chuvas Reb Kiveger. And in Chuvas Reb Kiveger, it doesn't have the end of the Chuvas. I don't know. But Al Kopanim, the Chuvas written in Chuvas Chasam Sofer, and in Chuvas Reb Kiveger, in Chuvas Reb Kiveger, it's the Chedek Reb Kiveger tells Reb Tzviyosh Kalash that it's not a gay. That my Edom, the Chasam Sofer, told me it's not going to be a gay. But there's a fascinating postscript, and we're going to end with this. And that is, Reb Tzviyosh Kalash didn't stop. Reb Tzviyosh Kalash was going to make this happen. He really wanted this. He thought this was 100% the right thing to do. So listen to what Tzviyosh Kalash did. Came up with an idea. He wrote a letter to Baron Usher Ansher Rothschild. He wrote a fascinating letter, and he tells Baron Rothschild, I'm about to make you an offer. You can't refuse. I'm going to give you the greatest business opportunity. Now, this is a facsimile of the actual letter that he wrote. That is the letter. That's not the letter. It's not the real one. That would be in a safe. But this is a. But this is the. This is the letter that Tzviyosh Kalash wrote to Baron Rothschild. And he told him that I believe that there's a ruach in the world right now, Mashiach is supposed to come. But we need to make a shtadlis for Mashiach to come. And in the letter, he clearly took Baron Rothschild to be a learned fellow because he discussed a lot of lumpness in this letter. And he tells him the Radak and the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Bechaya. And he made his case, it's a Sefri, that this is what you're supposed to do. And we have to go to Eretz Yisrael. We go to Eretz Yisrael and the Eibishter is going to ultimately bring the Gula. He says, however, I understand this practically, it's not going to be so easy. He said, here's my idea, buy the country. So he told him. He said, buy the country. Buy Eretz Yisrael. He said, I can't believe it's not for sale. He says, it's got to be for sale at a certain price. Don't buy the country. He said, then it's over. It's game over. You buy it. And then he said, they'll tell me maybe it's too expensive. Buy Yerushalayim. We don't need all Eretz Yisrael. Let them have a zigzagot. Give them the Golan Heights. Tachlis, we need Yerushalayim. If we have Yerushalayim, we'll be able to start bringing cars. And he said, I think it's a good investment. He says, can you imagine now if Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jews, all the Yidden are going to come there. You can have the number one economy in the world. You can start selling developments and parcels of land. He said, it's going to be the best investment you ever made in your life. And he said, not just that, you're going to be Koin Olam Haba. And he writes him, Bezeh HaLoshen, timely, Umi Oideya, Im le'es kazois, he got l'malchus. He said, in history, there was never a gvir in Klai Yisrael that had such power, had such influence. And if you're in such a position, how do you know the Eibishter didn't give you everything he gave you for you to be able to pull off this move? This is what he told him. And Rabbi David Katz told me that if you want to really appreciate it, he says, you have to understand that at that time, Eretz Yisrael was being controlled by the Turks, the Ottoman Empire, and they were bankrupt, and they had no money, and that's why Reb Tzviyosh Kalash knew there was an opportunity. V'loy oit, he said there were a lot of countries that were suffering terribly, and Rothschild, everybody knows, besides for, you know, producing good wines, but that's not how he made his money. No, but the Rothschild was in the banking business, and he was lending money to countries. He was floating countries. There were countries that were literally turning on the lights in the morning because of the Ashiris of Baron Rothschild. And Reb Tzviyosh Kalash felt that he can use that influence that he has over the Turks. And he said, buy them a small land somewhere, Uganda, and put them there. He says, and let the Yidden have Yerushalayim. He says, I think this is going to work. So I asked Rabbi Katz, I said, is there an ending to the story? He says, well, the only part of the ending I know is that Rothschild, obviously, for whatever reason, didn't take him up on the offer. You know, he said something interesting that, you know, so much of the tumult that came about, you know, with the Samarov and the Sholei Shfuas and Shloyalu B'chaimah, it would have all been prevented. Right? You have the goyness of what he was saying. Why do you have to be Yalu B'chaimah? You don't have to fight a war. He said, just buy it. You can walk, that's what Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu said, I'll buy the Maros HaMachpelah. He said, Gerv V'toshav, I have the rights to it, I don't have the rights to it, what's the difference? Yeah, Arba Meir Shekel Kesef, Beinu Vein Chamai. Let me go ahead and let me just buy it. And that was what he was going to do. He says, the Rambam, when he describes the difference between Kedusha Rishayna and Kedusha Shniyah, so the Rambam says, Kedusha Rishayna was Aydei Kivush, Kedusha Shniyah was Aydei Chazaka. It was like the chazaka. They just came in, they made a chazaka. They paid for it, and they made a chazaka. So he said, that's what you should be able to do. The time wasn't right for it, and obviously that's the real reason that it didn't happen. And we should all be zaycha, v'sham neicham, v'nasvachim, v'napsachim, v'bias gayel tzedek, v'mher, v'yameinu, amen.